Hi everyone, welcome to Social Takeout, small bites of social discussion. I'm your host, Jeremy.
And I'm your other host, Sarai. So in a couple of weeks, we have an episode about advice, life advice that we are giving you. but we need you to submit some questions or things you're wondering about and want answers to. So you can do that on our social media, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok at Hello Social Takeout, or you can email us, Hello Social Takeout at gmail.com. Jeremy, shut up. And also, we'd love to hear from you about what topics for episodes you would like to hear about. So let us know, slide into our DMs, send us an email, whatever you think.
Yes, whichever way is possible and whichever way you feel comfortable. All right. So on today's episode, we are revisiting a topic we started discussing last season, pre-Black Lives Matter protests. So let's see what has changed since then, or, you know, the lack of change so far.
We're not just talking about race. We're talking about race within the LGBTQ plus community, especially after the Black Lives Matter protests.
Yeah. And trigger warning. If today's topic and sentences like LGBTQ plus community and Black Lives Matter are a trigger for your belief system, fuck off. wait, Sarai, did he hear that?
No, what?
No, listen carefully. Did he hear that?
No.
Oh, I think it is a sound of Republican tears falling.
Oh boy. Okay. You know, I just want to point out that not only Republicans are racists, there are plenty. True, yeah.
Plenty of Democrats. But I have a special interest towards Republicans. All right. So let's define, first of all, I guess most people know what BLM means, Black Lives Matter, right? Mm-hmm. So it is a movement that was started by, wait, let me not mispronounce their names, by three Black women, Alicia Garza, Patrice Cullors, and Opal Tometi.
Opal.
Opal Tometi. That's why I should not be pronouncing names. Okay. Uh-huh. So we'll get more into the reason why they started their organization and all this kind of stuff, but it's sort of self-explanatory. Black Lives Matter. And it is sort of a cry against, or like, not a cry against, what it would be like, a stance against the way Black folk are treated, especially under the lens of, under a North American lens.
Yes, absolutely. And it's important to say that, like, two of these women are queer themselves.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so before we really get into it, I highly suggest everyone go listen to our episode on race within the LGBTQ plus community from season one to gain just a little bit more context, and have a listen to the bonus episode of Justice for George Floyd.
Yeah. And also, long story short from that episode, this beautiful community that celebrates gender and sexual diversity can be racist as fuck.
What? The people who wave the pride flag and preach that being different is cool are racist?
Yes. Yes, actually. Sorry. No, that's actually a good thing. Yes. Pride and mostly like everything queer that's actually happening today, that is from like media to even like online dating, we have an episode on that, is based on a white narrative, and not just white, but a white cis masculine presenting narrative. It was not intended to be that way at all.
Yeah. And in fact, Black, trans, and feminine presenting individuals pioneered the movement towards liberation. So listen to our bonus Pride episode. I think it's Pride Facts or something like that from last season to get the full story and hear about Marsha P. Johnson as well.
Yeah. Like, she's so fabulous, first of all.
Yes. Oh my God. Like, there's an amazing documentary about her life and unfortunate murder. But she was just an amazing person.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about like so what has changed since like the Black Lives Matter protests and stuff like that. last year, like within the gay community itself. So as a resident LGBTQ community person,
I'm like, okay, where is this going?
Tell me more, Sarai. So what I've actually noticed, especially when it comes to meeting fellow queer folk or dating fellow queer folk, whatever, there's more of a conversation definitely happening about Black Lives Matter and also about race in general. Now, the conversation, whether it irritates me or not, that's a completely different story. Because I can judge a person by the direction the conversation is going. A lot of the times, I've actually met people who said they want to chime in on race for some weird fucking reason or not, especially if they are white and they want to seem a little bit more, how do I say, knowledgeable about it now that they can actually fully say Black Lives Matter, because it probably never even went through their head before this.
Yeah.
But a lot of the times their questioning comes from a place of not a lack of understanding, but a lack of interest in understanding.
Yes.
Why this organization exists and why the topic is an important topic for me or any person of color to understand. Because yes, Black Lives Matter, but that movement is so much more bigger. I'm guessing you will agree, because we talked about this in some of the episode as well. Like, by raising like Black Lives Matter sort of idea, there's other communities that can also be helped at the same time too.
Yes, absolutely. It's like this idea of when you help the most marginalized groups,
yeah,
everyone who's ahead of them or not as bad off is also helped. But so, like, not to cut you off, but there's this thing like that happens with Pride where corporations like dust off their rainbow flags and, you know, like, Pride, we love everybody, you know, Coca-Cola for Pride and Adidas for Pride and whatever other huge corporation. And then the month is over and like, Pride what? You know? And that's kind of how it feels like for Black Lives Matter, like after the protests and the Ahmaud Arbery and George Floyd situations. And so it was like this really great moment and these protests and like demand for change. And then, you know, the street the White House is on was renamed Black Lives Matter Plaza, you know, and then nothing.
Right? Yeah, it's kind of like things are done to quieten.
Absolutely.
Like, let's just do all this stuff. Let's just name this plaza a Black Lives Matter plaza and maybe they'll shut up. That sort of idea.
And that's how it feels. The only thing that I will say, like, and then I do want to get back on topic of like LGBTQ plus community stuff. The only thing that I can see that has really come from this that touches my life immediately or personally is that there is a foundation that has been created from this. For Black opera singers. And it has created a mission statement and pledge and has asked every company, opera company in the United States to sign it. And they post publicly which ones have signed it, which ones will not sign it, and which ones they're talking to. And then they're also in the stage now of following up, like which parts of our agreement have you implemented, you know, and posting it publicly and holding them accountable. And as a result, I have seen way more Black people included in productions that have nothing to do about being Black. Like, usually it's like one Black person per production, unless it's Porgy and Bess.
Oh my God,
Yeah, and now you can just see it. There's a visible difference. And everyone's included. There are more Mexican singers. There are more Asian singers.
There are more Black
singers, you know? And so it's that concept. And I'm going to put a link in our description. So, like, basically I need to make some donations to minimize my tax bill. And they're one of the organizations I'm going to donate to. They are 501c3 nonprofit. So,
perfect. And they're a great organization to actually provide you our funds to as well.
Yes. Yeah.
We have something amazing to tell you about.
The Sensorium Institute is a site, an actual physical location here in Berlin, for mystical, political, and body-centered practice, offering folks the space and time to reorient towards the felt world.
Okay, so what does this mean? They offer massages, tarot readings, and Reiki readings.
They also offer this Lomi Lomi Nui massage that's also offered at the Adlon, only the Sensorium's version is better. I got this really fancy massage for my birthday at the Adlon Hotel, and it was just okay. And so then, like, the next day, I went to the Sensorium to have a real massage. It was so much better.
Ooh. Okay, let's talk about cost. For a 60-minute massage, it's only 80 euros. And on the site, it also says, if money is funny, please contact me for information on sliding scale appointments on Thursdays.
So this just means that they'll work with you so you can fit their services in your budget.
Find out more at their site on www.thesensoriuminstitute.com.
It's also linked in the description on our site and on our social media. You have to go check it out.
Yes. Now, the thing with Black Lives Matter, the whole protests that actually happened last year, again, Black Lives Matter protests have been happening since 2013, I believe.
Yes. Yeah. After Trayvon Martin.
Exactly. Yeah. So, and I've seen them during prides and stuff like that happening as well. So, but I think the world, as we know right now, when they talk about Black Lives Matter, they're talking about like around George Floyd around that time and, mm-hmm. you know, the plaza being named and all this kind of stuff and all the 40 chapters around the world just sort of mobilizing together, which is so beautiful to see. Even in Berlin, there was a huge Black Lives Matter protest.
Yeah. This pop singer that I sing backgrounds for who...
Me?
Very... No. Hilarious. I don't sing backgrounds for your ass. Okay. She always has Black background singers and dancers. And she made a big point about going to the protests in Berlin, which is great because there are entertainers who use Black bodies and Black talent for their own purposes and didn't say a fucking word.
Yeah. Yeah. Every time, especially in the music industry, it sometimes it is so uncomfortable to watch. I have to say, mm-hmm. yeah, Phil Collins, just saying. But it's the whole band is Black. Like in this, it's such an amazing band, and he's got this tiny little voice. I do like Phil Collins, but at the same time, if it wasn't for the band, mm-hmm. he'll be nothing.
I have literally no idea who that person is.
Oh God, really? Okay, check him out.
Phil Collins.
Yeah, P-H-I-L, like Dr. Uh-huh. Phil Collins, yeah.
Like Dr. Phil.
He looks like a little worm. He's a good musician.
This guy?
Yeah, he's actually a good musician. He's a good singer, but he would not be as good as he is without his band. And his band,
which song?
You can do like the Tarzan song, for example, which is like... you probably know this. What's that Tarzan song?
You'll be in my heart.
Yeah, exactly. That's Phil Collins, for example.
Just take my hand, hold it tight. I will protect you from
all. Hilarious. Okay.
Like live concerts, they're amazing because his band does all the work and he's just standing there singing. Mm-hmm. So his band is very Black as well at the same time. A lot of the influences come from that too. You can actually literally hear it. But he's no word given about it at the same time. So it's a little uncomfortable to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways,
bitch.
Black Lives Matter, exactly. Black Lives Matter has actually given a lot more people to an opportunity to talk more about race, especially within the LGBT community,
mm-hmm.
LGBTQ plus community. So I've actually had conversations with especially cis white masculine presenting men about this, which represent the community as we know right now. If they are quiet about it and they just want to know more from your side as a person of color within the community, I agree with that. That's okay because they don't have a place to chime in on my experience. But a lot of times it has sort of given them this sort of push to talk about race and racial issues to people of racial minorities. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. No, you shouldn't feel that way. Or I think this is wrong and that is wrong. Like breaking into a shop is not a way to show, like, you know, your, how do I say this? Unity as a race, things like
that. Yeah, but it's like, okay, first of all,
yeah,
not breaking into shops still gets us shot in the street like animals.
Yes.
Okay. Second of all,
try explaining this to someone like that. It is so annoying.
Second of all, the people breaking into the shops are the white people in the crowd. Like, you know, and then we get blamed for it. It is so frustrating. It is so enraging.
Yes. Also, maybe this is something we have to talk about in the online dating or fetish sort of episode. Mm-hmm. What I've noticed on online dating sites now, ever since Black Lives Matter happened, the advertisements that they put up, they have specific advertisements for, like, Black Men Appreciation Day. I don't know what it's called. Yeah. Like, it's the same concept that these corporations are doing to make themselves look a lot more nicer to a particular population. Like, oh, we are inclusive sort of idea. And I don't know the real answer to it, like if they should do it or should not do it, but it is almost cringe. Yeah. Right after these protests, now you're starting to do all this work.
Right.
Do you see what I mean?
Just for show.
Yeah. And there's like all these advertisements are popping up. Before it was like so clearly white, jock, muscly, cis men almost looking straight on these advertisements and stuff like that, wearing jock straps and showing their abs and all this.
Right, because that's the only acceptable version of being gay.
Yeah, now there's a Black man. Mm-hmm. It's still very masculine.
Show me a fat Black woman as the face.
Never.
Yeah.
And that's the narrative too. Like, if you are in part of the LGBTQ plus community, you sort of have to be. Now we have sort of started to use people of color. It's not always white. It's still mostly white. But mm-hmm. the cis masculine presenting side is still there.
Yeah.
Which brings me back to Black Lives Matter. So we explained in the beginning that it was run by founded by three Black women, one of them whose name I can't pronounce. And two of them are actually queer.
Yeah.
Also, they started off as a very LGBTQ, standing up for the LGBTQ sort of organization.
Mm-hmm.
So we briefly talked about this earlier. So I know a lot of people heard about Black Lives Matter, not you or me, a lot of other people, about it last year
because
it blew up. But this was such a big part in prides across North America, I would say. In Toronto, there was a time when they actually even stopped the parade because the police was involved in it, in the sense the police marches, like just like corporations do with these floats, the Toronto police had a float. They stopped the parade. They sat down and started chanting, and they had to cancel the parade. And a lot of people were against that.
You know why? Because Black, trans, feminine presenting people started this.
Yes.
And I am so sorry, but I get it. I would not want an organization that was founded to hunt down people who look like me and kill us or re-enslave us.
Yeah.
Part of something that we created for ourselves for visibility so that we could stop being killed and murdered.
Exactly. And how did that turn into the narrative white, cis, masculine? It is such a confusing thing for me. But I also have a problem with the side that Black Lives Matter is picking right now. Because mm-hmm. I get it. In the end of the day, yes, it's a not-for-profit grassroots organization, all this kind of stuff. But where do they get most of the donations from?
Right.
And why do people donate? Would people donate to them if they're an organization as they started out? We are supporting women, queer, and transgender people compared to...
it's harder to get those donations.
Exactly. Yeah. Compared to there's this video of this beautiful young man, George Floyd, being killed. Now we're going to get the donations. I get it. And money, unfortunately, in this society is needed.
Money talks.
Yeah.
You know.
Yes. But it is really sad. So...
The other thing is, like, and it's kind of like an airing of dirty laundry, but within the Black community, like, whether you're gay or not, there is this kind of hierarchy of Black men being at the top and Black women being at the bottom. And then if you add trans, queer Black women, you know, and everything in between those things, there's a lot of homophobia within the Black community because of this, I don't even want to say religious, it's kind of like faux religious. And it's like, that's not to dig at people's personal belief systems, because I know people really are devout and religious, but it's like religion was used to control people in my community, you know, to tell us how to think and what to think and what is okay. And that it was okay that we were enslaved, because that was our lot in life that God prescribed us. And so like to see that those things are still big influences within our community is really just sickening for me personally. And then it's like, I have to think that there's some form of that influence in the direction that it's taken, because like you look at it, you look at the website Black Lives Matter, and like you have to hunt for this information about the queer trans women being murdered, and that was part of the reason they wanted to start the organization, like one of the many reasons, you know, but you have to hunt for that information.
But what about like, say, Black Lives Matter? Yes. Well, what about all Black Lives Matter at the same time? Because, because George Floyd, Ahmaud Arbery, God, horrible names. All these people, yes, their lives matter. And this was what, last year? Yeah, it was last year. Yeah, but just
it's been a long decade.
But according to the Human Rights Campaign, which is an organization that works for LGBTQ plus people within the U.S., mostly with corporations, as of just July 2020, last year, at least 26 transgender people have been killed just in the U.S. Yeah, most of them Black, and we don't even hear their names.
Yeah, and that's just. That's more than one a month.
Yes. And those are probably the reported ones.
Right.
So there's unreported stuff happening all the time.
And, of course.
And Black people do not only exist in the U.S. They exist all across the world. And this is probably like way more in other places too. So so it's not just about being Black. It's being Black, trans, woman. Add fat to the mix too. My God.
Yeah, it's a lot.
There's a privilege like scale that's happening. And that is the saddest part. And I feel like Black Lives Matter should do a little bit more on that front as well.
Yeah.
But it may lose their sponsors and all their donations at the same time.
Okay.
Yeah.
So give me like two more things you really want to talk about this, because like my feelings can only take so much more.
No, that's it for me. I just wanted to talk about the Black Lives Matter, because I agree that the organization is amazing and everyone should donate their money to them. Like if you have an organization you want to support, go help them. They're doing amazing work. But at the same time, obviously not everyone's perfect, except me. Even organizations can't be perfect. And also Brie, my dog.
Hilarious. Yes, shut to up. Brie.
No, so this is one side. As a person from the LGBTQ plus community, I would say they also need to focus. Maybe have two wings. I don't know. Like, I don't know. And that's the thing. The bigger an organization grows, it's going to become more into a corporate structure where it's all about, we need money to survive.
Yeah, and that's to pay really disappointing. Yeah. Okay. Well, you know what? I think we're probably going to have a third episode on this at some point, because there's so much of it.
Yeah.
And this was kind of just a refresher, you know, after the BLM protests, to see if we feel anything has really changed. And so I'm wondering if our listeners feel a change or can see a change that we can't see from where we're living. You know, I'm really anxious to get back to the United States, and I haven't been back since 2019 because of the pandemic. Yeah. But I'm really anxious to get back there to see how things feel and to audition and, you know, all of this stuff. So I want to see how it feels for myself, and I'm curious if our listeners have any input or want to share anything.
Especially the ones in America.
Yes, absolutely.
How y'all doing? My heart goes out to all you Americans.
Yeah.
But
you're trapped in capitalism. I'm so sorry. Anyway, thank you for listening. Check us out on social media.
Mm-hmm. TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, or email.
Shut up.
Snail mail.
I'm never going to live this down. Email is relevant, okay?
Yeah, sure.
Anyway, join our Patreon for $5 a month. You get an additional episode per week, plus a Patreon exclusive episode per month, and our Midnight Snack episodes where we complain and bitch about everything.
Yes.
And also gossip and talk about Jeremy's sex life.
What?
Which
apparently
it's heating up. It's slowly. He's like got it on a very slow simmer.
I just need to put more fossil fuels into it.
Okay, everyone. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care. Bye.
Bye.